One of the many things that brought Father Brian much joy when I first arrived was the thought that he wouldn't be the only priest who'd have to wake up at midnight, 2, 4 in the morning for those hospital calls that come in. He told me when I first got here, Father Szabo, next one's gonna be yours. And then he was really disappointed when we didn't get a single call for that whole first week. Well, I got many calls this past week. Still haven't gotten one in the middle of the night, but many calls from Ruby Memorial, from some of the nursing homes, Mon General one time, to go and to anoint those who were seriously ill, most who were at the point of death. And I tell you, that sacrament, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, is starting to rival my love for the sacrament of confession, because it too is an incredible experience of God's grace and mercy. It's almost overwhelming when I walk into the hospital and bring my little green book. I know I'm going to say a few words, really not that many, and I'm going to take blessed oil, the oil of the sick, and I'm going to anoint the person's forehead, the palms of their hands, and within like 2 or 3 minutes, that person will be given physical strength, the least important of all the gifts that come with this, spiritual strength for final perseverance through their illness, especially if they're close to death, and then the forgiveness of sins. The person doesn't even have to be conscious to receive this sacrament. All we have to know is that, one, it's a Catholic, it's a Christian who believes in this and desires it, and who, if they're unconscious, would have asked for it if they were able to ask for it. And God just pours out his grace and mercy so that this person, especially those who are at the point of death, will not lose their hope or their faith through their illness and their suffering and be welcomed most easily into heaven. And for those who are at the point of death, there's also another prayer we say in here, the apostolic pardon. That not only forgives sins, but it also frees a person from all punishments due to sin in this life and in the life to come. Which means if someone in good faith, good standing with the church, asks for this and receives the forgiveness, receives the sacrament, the apostolic pardon, there's nothing stopping them from getting into heaven. And they have all the strength to maintain that final perseverance through their suffering until the point of death. It almost seems too easy when I go in there and I say these words. You know, people are crying all around me. This person's dying on the hospital. And I get to say, don't worry. Be at peace. Be not afraid. Because you have everything you need and more now to get to heaven. And at some point it occurred to me like, Lord, this is a little too easy, it seems. Like we're supposed to really be struggling and working hard to, you know, be holy here on earth. And you just give people like a get out of hell free card right at the end of their life. And I thought like, man, I mean, if people really receive the sacrament in faith, that's true. You have everything you need for that final perseverance to get to heaven. And it really wasn't until the second reading today that I realized why it is that God makes it that easy to survive this life and get to heaven. Listen to this again. In love, God destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ in accord with the favor of his will. When we are baptized, when we become beloved sons and daughters of God, he's our Father in heaven. And what father would not want to give his children everything and more that they need to survive the struggles of their life and to be with him forever? The truth is, God makes it very easy for us to receive his grace and his mercy. All we have to do is ask. He's a perfect father. He loves us more than we can imagine. Just think of all the sacraments that we gain access to when we're baptized, when we become adopted sons and daughters. We just stroll up here, and the God of the universe enters our bodies, and even more importantly, into our souls when we receive communion in faith and in good standing. And let's say you messed up, like we all do, and you're coming to receive communion, you realize, oh no, I need to cleanse my soul first. You just have to take a stop in that little room over there, confession, in 5, 10 minutes, maybe 15, if I really have a lot of advice I want to give you, your soul is clean. And as long as you confess your sins and really desire to get better, your soul is ready and prepared to receive God again in communion and to get back up and keep fighting for holiness. Look how easy it is. And then, when you're seriously ill, when death is near or probable, I can come to you and anoint you with the oil of the sick to give you physical strength, spiritual strength, forgiveness of sins, so you have nothing to fear. This is one of the gifts that God gives to his apostles, the priests today. The 12 drove out many demons and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. I get to do that. How awesome is that? I love being a priest. I just want to encourage you that don't be afraid of the little green book. Some people are like, oh no, I don't need anointing of the sick. I'm not going to die, Father. You don't have to be like at the point of death to receive this sacrament. That's the worst thing that happens. You know, there's calls at 2 a.m. because no one thought to call Father earlier when everyone could have been together. The family could have come and visited and it wouldn't have been a last minute like me flying like and anointing people as fast as I can before they die. I will do that and you will receive the grace, but it would be much better for you and for me if I could get there a little earlier. So I want to just read to you qualifications for receiving this sacrament. And I want you to pay close attention because maybe you are in one of these situations, or more likely, maybe you know someone who's in this situation, who's not calling because they don't realize this is not just for people who are unconscious and an hour away from dying. The sacrament of the anointing of the sick is for those of the faithful whose health is seriously impaired by sickness or old age. The sacrament may be repeated if the sick person recovers after being anointed and then again falls ill, or if during the same illness the person's condition becomes more serious. A sick person may be anointed before surgery, whenever a serious illness is the reason for the surgery. Elderly people may be anointed if they become notably weakened, even though no serious illness is present. And sick children may be anointed if they have sufficient use of reason to be strengthened by this sacrament. The reality is, a lot of people could be receiving this sacrament and they just don't realize how much grace, how much mercy and strength God wants to give us. If we're seriously ill, if we have surgery upcoming, and there's a chance that you might not make it through that surgery. Routine surgery, you're fine, but if there's a chance at all, I know, it really, there are some qualifications you have to meet. It's not like, oh, sign me up, Father. But if you're seriously ill, don't wait to the last minute. If grandma, grandpa, someone you know is declining and is, you know, soon will pass, go ahead and call. Maybe we can get the whole family together to celebrate this sacrament instead of waiting till, you know, the person's already unconscious and can't really be as fully a participant in the sacrament. God loves us so much as his sons and daughters, and he has so much grace for us. It's so easy to get access to. Just realize that. Be aware today of specifically the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. You know, those who are ready for it. And call us, call me, let us know. Because I love being a priest. I love being able to give you this grace. And nothing brings me greater joy. The last thing I want to say is, the devil, especially now that you know this, is going to try and keep you from it. You know, he tries to fill you with shame and fear and confuse you. Like, he tries to make you think that you're not a beloved son or daughter. You know, it's really not that easy to get God's grace. Just remember this line from Ephesians. We are God's adopted sons and daughters. And if any moment you think, oh, shoot, it's really too hard for me to get this grace, that's from the devil. And you can say, get out of here, devil. I'm serious. Like, it really is that easy. Unless he's really filled you with all that shame already. You're like, oh, no, it's too hard. God is right here with us in every stage of our life. And as you receive communion today or make a spiritual communion, I want you to just remind yourself how much God loves you. And ask him to show you whatever part in your life right now is filled with shame, fear, and doesn't believe that God really, really does want to give you all the grace you need. And ask him then to strengthen your faith in him, your belief as a beloved son and daughter, that your Father in heaven loves you and wants you to be there with him and will give you everything you need and more to get there.